Thank you. Gentlemen, and welcome to the latest edition of Radio Oscillations. It's our 22nd show, is it, Mick?
No, it's the 23rd, actually. 23rd.
I stand corrected. Anyway, the creator of that wonderful tune that you just heard, which is called Walls of the Night, is standing not more than a million miles away from me.
Yes.
Mick?
Yeah, I actually...
What you got to say about this tune, this wonderful tune, Walls of the Night, and your great LP, Games, from 1978 on the wonderful Blubber Lips German label?
Blubber Lips Records out of Heidelberg, run by a friend of mine called Rüdiger Eggert. He had Michael Bunt on his record label as well. I was actually recording that in about 1976, 77, as punk was kicking in. It was turning my head, it's got to be said. So what have we got up next, actually?
We've got some more local talent from yesteryear and created on a record label that no longer exists. It's from the Newcastle Media Workshop, which Mick has got a recollection of.
Well, actually, Newcastle Media Workshop was the very same place where I recorded that album you just heard the track off. Except this particular album, which is going to be played by Ron Berry. This was recorded in 1984, a long time after I moved away from Newcastle to London.
Yeah, this LP is called Osiris, And this is the wonderful tune Heliotropolis. Thank you. There we go. That was the fantastic Heliotropolis from the Osiris album by Ron Berry, inspired by the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Worth trying to get hold of or searching for. It's like the whole album's fantastic. As you've probably gathered, we've decided to sort of do a little bit of a slant this week and just play stuff from the 70s and the 80s by people that were influenced or were influencers of the krautrock scene. Obviously, Ron Berry was one of those people, and obviously Mickey, the man himself.
Well, I'd never heard of him. I've just been doing some digging around, and this is the only album he's actually had released on vinyl. Since then, there's been a cassette album and a couple of self-released CDRs. But I did find an article while it was playing there on the old Sound on Sound magazine dated 1985, and it seems that he moved to the country somewhere up here and built studio and built an awful lot of analog gear. So
yeah, it's worth mentioning that virtually every single piece of electronic equipment played on the LP was hand-built, wasn't it, Mick?
Indeed, yeah, that's what it said, yeah.
Anyway, here's some Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Ryuichi Sakamoto, yeah. We'll be right back.
That was the wonderful Riot in Lagos by Ryuichi Sakamoto. Great 12-inch from 1980 on Island Records. I'm going to move swiftly on and play you some Didier Bocquet.
Thank you. founded Jerusalem here in England's green and pleasant
just a snippet of the wonderful New Jerusalem by Mr. Tim Blake on Egg Records there. Mickey telling me that Egg Records is a French label.
French label.
And there's a massive French influence that we played you there. The Didier Bocquet album was called Sequences, and that was on Pulse Records. But I'm going to play you someone really strange now, Dave Greenslade, from his LP entitled The Pentateuch. I don't know, an awkward album, but there's this just one absolutely fabulous standout tune, which I'm going to play you now, so I'll play it.
Thank you.
bit of a hidden gem, that Mick, a bit of a lost classic. That's the Tiger, the Dove from the album The Pentateuch. For me, a bit of a non-event as an album, but that's just an absolutely beautiful tune.
Obviously, to me, it seems to be that track highly influenced by Manuel Gutchinse from his Blackouts, or even Inventions from the guitar album.
Definite Manuel Gutchinse influences there nicely. Anyway, that's on EMI Records, and that's from 1979. The New Jerusalem was the self-titled Tim Blake's New Jerusalem, and that was also from 1978. We're going to leave you with some Pascal Langeron now from his wonderful album Disharmonia Universalia, and it's on Minos Records. It's from 1980. This week has been a bit of an electronic cosmic affair. Next week we're going to go more sort of traditional with the definition of kraut. So we'll probably play you some stuff like Terry Riley and the Church of Anthrax and stuff like that. But anyway, Gute Nacht, and
well, same time, same place, Murder Capital FM, 2200 CIT, or 9 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Bye bye.
See you then.